You're listening to SBS News.
The Trump administration has announced several new tariff deals in the last few days, but many more are still in negotiations. In this episode of Weekend One-on-One, Terence Gay, the clinical professor of international business and the director of the Center for Global Business Studies at Penn State University in America, looks at the current tariff situation, how the deals are affecting the American consumer, and the looming August the 1st deadline that could see tariffs as high as 50% if deals aren't reached.
Current tariff situation is things look a lot better than they did a few months ago when much of the world and much of the financial markets were concerned about that because of some of the pressures that other countries put on the United States. President Trump backed off on imposing most of these tariffs. And now we're at a point where it seems like he's probably run out of patience and wants to try a new policy, I think, to try to put pressure on other countries to take tariffs more seriously.
So August the 1st is the deadline that President Trump has put in place for these new tariffs to be imposed.
It's a very interesting deadline because the financial markets don't seem to be very concerned about this. There were a lot of criticism of President Trump and his administration, basically during the, let's say, March, April, May period of this process, where he was saying that we're going to impose tariffs on other countries and basically fell through on that. And so a lot of the financial markets have basically said, it seems like he's not too serious about this. He might be saying a few things to try to get at his the supporters who've been voting for him. But I think at the end of the day, he's more interested in just trying to move on to other areas, except for what we're currently seeing.
How's this affecting the average consumer in the U.S.?
I think it's hard to say right now. The financial data does not show that there's been a lot of increase in prices for consumers. I don't think a lot of consumers are seeing this. But some of the financial reports I read this morning of companies and their results so far this year suggest that they're not doing so well. So one of the questions is how long can these companies continue to make reasonable profits and still do so in a way that does not impose the increased cost on consumers? So when you look at things like coffee from Brazil that the United States produces very little of, when you look at things like might be coming from Canada, things from Mexico, the increased tariffs on steel, many of the imported goods that we would obviously use for a lot of valuable products are not coming into the United States now, or they provide an alternative for American companies to raise their prices. And we will see what impact that has on the U.S. economy a few months down the road.
Do you think this blanket approach with lots of different countries at once will work?
That there doesn't seem to be a standard approach to all of this. That the approach that President Trump is taking seems to have both a political impact, let's say in the case of Brazil. There's a case of economic impact when he looks at other countries in Asia, countries like China, to some extent in Europe. And I think what he's trying to do now is to try to find a tariff policy that he can apply towards all countries. And from what I understand so far, it looks like the approach is going back to what he had originally presented on the Day of Liberation back in March or April, and basically saying this was a time period when we're going to have to look at other countries' tariffs and impose an equivalent or even higher tariff on the United States side to get these countries to change their policy.
So what's your experience of how people are coping in America's heartland?
So I spent a couple of weeks traveling across the United States, and it was very interesting to see how some of the states in the Midwest, states like Iowa, states like Kansas, states like Nebraska, how they are trying to deal with the imposition of these tariffs. And some of the people that I talk to are somewhat concerned about these because the expectation is that other countries like China are going to find other places to import from. And so the problem for U.S. soybean producers, U.S. corn producers, is they won't be able to sell as much abroad as they had. So then the question becomes, what is that going to do for American consumers? It might provide some benefits for American consumers in the short term. But at the end of the day, many of these farmers have to find other places to sell their goods. And when this happened during the first Trump administration, China was a very good example of a country that found other places to import their agriculture from Brazil, from Argentina. And those percentages of their imports have stayed pretty high. And so it's been very difficult for American farmers to reach into China, other markets that have tried to find a way to avoid that.